Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday was Mother's Day, and the four teaching pastors all got together to communicate a message from the book of Matthew, chapter 20. I just want to share one verse with you. It's found in Matthew 20, verse 26. It says this. Let me start in 25. It says, "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" You know, in the passage, the context there is James and John are traveling along with the other disciples and Jesus, and their mother brings the boys, and they go up to Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, when you come in your glory, can my boys sit at the right hand and the left hand of your kingdom, of you and your kingdom?" In essence, basically saying, "I want my boys to be in authority, be in power. I want them to be the leaders of the kingdom, you know, along with you, obviously." Now, it doesn't say, did the boys kind of coax their mom into that, or did she kind of push that? It doesn't really say. It does say that the other disciples heard what was going on, and they were pretty ticked off at him, at them for doing that. And it could be because they're thinking that they should be the leaders. Maybe, you know, how dare they? Maybe they were, you know, two of the younger ones, and, you know, the older ones should have the first call at that. There's a lot of possibilities that we don't know. But what is absolutely clear is that Jesus answers them by saying, "Hey, look, I can't put you at the right hand and left hand. That's not my position to give to the boys." But he says, "Let me explain to you what real leadership is." You know, he's saying that the other kingdoms, the other peoples, when they lead, the leaders rule over the people by exercising authority. What I want you to do is I want you to be the kind of leader that serves the rest. It's like an upside down leadership position. Instead of being the person who commands and tells people what's going to happen, I want you to be the person who's actually serving everyone around you. The greatest servant, the person at the lowest end of the servanthood, is the greatest in the kingdom of God. And, you know, Jesus, of course, is the example of that. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he comes down to serve rather than be served. You know, that would be very difficult, I'm sure, if you had been in a position of power your whole life, your whole eternity. You sit on the throne, you command angels, you create the world, you invent DNA, and then you come down here and other people are disrespecting you, denying you, they don't have faith in you, and you're the creator. Sounds kind of like parenting, to be honest with you, just on a bigger scale. I say all that because if we were to emulate Jesus, then we would look at everyone around us as more important than ourselves. We would look at everyone around us as whatever their issue is has become our issue. It's important to us. Whatever they need would actually become our concern. And we may not be able to meet every concern. That's not what I'm saying. But our desires would be for others, to be able to serve them, to be able to take care of them, to be able to help them in any scenario. He changes our concept of greatness. This is what it means to be great in the kingdom of God, is to lay your life down and to serve others. I think it's difficult for any of us to pull that off because there's something in us that wants to be served. And we can serve people for a short while of time, but oftentimes, I don't know if you're like me, I think, man, I've been serving you, it's time for you to serve me now. But how do you keep serving someone who keeps taking and taking and taking and taking and taking? And that's a difficult concept. It's a difficult thing. But I think what Jesus, you know, Jesus was never a doormat, you know, but he constantly looked out for what was best for others. And I think that's what we're supposed to get at, is how do we look out for the best interests of other people all the time? So that's what I think we need to pray about. And wherever you're at today, I want you to join in praying. Father, I ask that you help us to have your heart for others. Help us to have the heart of Christ, that we would be servants to others, that we would see other people as more important than ourselves. We wouldn't see people as an enemy or a stranger or someone to be judged. We would see people as someone to be loved and cared about. Lord, help us to have your heart for others. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you, to be your servants, to do your will. Lord, help us to look out for others. Wherever you're at, just surrender your heart to Christ. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.